The Turnbull government has many political tests before it, but one of those is in foreign investment. The two Chinese companies are reportedly on the shortlist to buy the largest private piece of land on earth. The iconic Kidman properties, which account for 1.6% of the Australian continent, have attracted strong interest since they were placed on the market in April. The Kidman Empire comprises 10 working cattle stations spanning 11 million hectares across South Australia, Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory. Cathy Van Extel has more.
This is the biggest rodeo we've ever had in Australia, and it's being held in honour of Sir Sidney Kidman, Australia's cattle king, who's celebrating his 75th birthday. All the back block boys are down for the big event.
In 1932, 60,000 people turned out to mark the 75th birthday of legendary cattle king Sir Sidney Kidman. He died 3 years later, having accumulated the world's largest pastoral land holdings. Kidman began as a drover and livestock trader, building a vast network of connected stations, stretching from the Gulf of Carpentaria in Queensland and the Fitzroy River in WA, down to South Australia near Flinders Ranges and across to New South Wales.
Sidney Kidman had a magnificent vision, I think, in terms of trying to deal with the climatic variability which is Australia, and particularly in the Channel Country, buying properties along those Channel Country rivers on their way to Lake Eyre. It was quite an extraordinary thing to do, and then being able to offload the cattle for market at Maree for markets further south.
Former independent federal MP Tony Windsor, who's visited a number of the Kidman properties, says it was the ultimate drought-proofing exercise.
I've actually travelled across the Simpson Desert just after the floods have subsided, and the absolute magnificence of the pastures, clovers and medics and grasses, etc., that develop after a flood has gone through, you know, really shows what Sidney Kidman was on about. So they're an iconic list of properties.
A century on, Kidman's descendants remain Australia's largest private landholders. But that's about to change. In April, that iconic property holding, nearly 11 million hectares of land, an area bigger than many European nations, was put on the market. Managing Director of S. Kidman & Co., Greg Campbell, told ABC's Landline family members were divided over the decision.
Certainly some of them passionately hold to that history. Some it's, you know, somewhat lost in the generations. The company's been there for 116 years. And Sid Kidman and his brother operated together before that. So, you know, there's probably 125 years of pastoral history tied up within the Kidman family. And, you know, it's likely to come to an end sometime later this year. So it's a big milestone in pastoral history.
Last month, media mogul Kerry Stokes revealed he's interested. His business partner, Peter Murray, told ABC Rural they're looking at several northern cattle stations.
We're not interested in the whole of Kidman, but we're certainly interested in parts of it. And they're in the Northern Territory and some of them in West Australia. But we're involved in doing due diligence there. But Kidman are saying at this stage that they don't want to sell any individual stations. They want to sell the whole lot or nothing. So we'll just have to wait our turn and see what happens with that.
The Kidman sales being managed by Ernst & Young, which has reported strong domestic and foreign interest. A spokeswoman says an unspecified number of companies have been shortlisted and due diligence is being carried out. While she wouldn't confirm recent media reports that two Chinese companies have been shortlisted, she said a number of matters have been raised with various government departments, including defence. The Kidman property empire includes the world's largest cattle station, Anna Creek, in northern South Australia. Parts of the station take in the Woomera rocket range. Tony Windsor believes that could be a political test for the Turnbull government if foreign buyers, particularly from China, are involved.
It's not easy for an Australian to gain access to some of that restricted Woomera lands. I, for one, have tried to gain access to go through the various desert trips that have gone on. And I would imagine that Defence and others would have some say in terms of the Woomera area, but also the Roxby Downs area, which is well known for its uranium deposits.
The Kidman Empire's forecast to be worth at least $300 million, so a sale to an overseas company would be referred to the Foreign Investment Review Board. Tony Windsor expects it'll reignite the foreign investment political debate, particularly if it's a Chinese buyer.
I've got no doubt that there'd be people within the government having quiet conversations with people who are trying to sell the property, that if there's some sensitive potential purchasers, that they may get ruled out before it does become a political issue. But if it does get through that part of the washing machine, I'd imagine that there will be some politics, and so there should be, in terms of who these people are and what they intend to do.
The Kidman properties are likely to be very attractive to Chinese buyers. Doug Ferguson heads KPMG's Asia Business Group. He says the Chinese are interested in large-scale agribusinesses.
I'm unable to comment on the specifics of the deal, but I know that from the feedback from our Chinese clients is that they are looking for very large scale, that beef is probably the number one commodity in the food sector that they're mostly interested in at the moment. I think that while that project is on the market and in play, it will attract a lot of attention from all international investors, but particularly the Chinese.
Doug Ferguson says agriculture represents only 2% of Chinese investment in Australia.
The Chinese have only invested around $1.5 billion across about 15 large-scale commercial deals between 2007 and 2014 calendar years. So it's quite limited.
In June, Federal Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce called for a ban on foreign government-backed companies owning agricultural land. Tony Windsor, who's still considering whether to stand against Mr. Joyce at the next federal election, will be keeping up that heat.
I'd be very concerned that a foreign government is buying our land, whether that be at Point Piper or whether it be the Kidman properties. I think the Kidman properties have that sort of iconic, mystical look of it, that everybody sort of feels they own. They're part of the development of Australian heritage. That's not the big issue here, in my view. It's the ownership of a foreign government of vast tracts of our land.
Former Federal Independent MP Tony Windsor ending that report from Cathy Van Extel.